This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Even though the temperatures are rising, it seems like our fishing keeps getting better. We've got some great fishing to report. And we also will be talking about a number of special events coming up that impact area sportsmen as well. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you're a fisherman, you know there's some pretty good fishing going on. Even though the temperatures are hot, it seems like the action has been pretty darn good, particularly in the morning and evening hours at our local lakes and at our Big Three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And if you're into trap shooting, the Amateur Trap Shooting Association's Grand American World Trap Shooting Championships will return August 3rd through the 13th at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta. The AIM, or Grand National Youth Trap Shooting Events, will be held July 28th through August 2nd. You might want to check the ATA website for more details, and that can be seen at www.shootata.com. That's www.shoota.com. Also, the IDNR will welcome visitors to the 2016 Illinois State Fair in Springfield on August 12th through the 21st. And while there, visitors are encouraged to spend some time at Conservation World there at the State Fairgrounds. The Conservation World features nearly 30 acres of family activities, including fishing instruction, archery ranges, and expert information on enhancement, state park, wildlife, fish, and forestry. Conservation World is open daily during the fair from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. And if you're a dove hunter, online applications for free dove hunting permits for the second lottery by resident hunters wrapped up on July 21st. Following the second lottery permit application deadlines, however, hunters may apply by phone for remaining free dove permits on a first-come, first-served basis, and that begins at 8 a.m. on July 29th, so there's an opportunity there. Give them a call at and check it out. Check out with your local IDNR office, and they'll give you the number. And if you're interested in wing shooting clinics, time still exists to participate in a 2016 IDNR wing shooting clinic. The remaining clinics scheduled in August through November are listed online at the schedule, http://, which is the DNR website, dnr.state.il.us. That's dnr.state.il.us. Now, wing shooting clinics for youth ages 10 to 15 and women provide instruction on safely firing a shotgun at a moving target with a reliable, reasonable reliability, let's put it that way. And hunters' wing shooting clinics are hands-on and include intensive live fire at a variety of clay target presentations on sporting clays courses specifically designed for teaching typical hunting situations. So there's some great opportunities coming up. And we've got some great fishing to report. Summertime is here, and white bass action has been red hot at a number of lakes. In fact, at Carlisle Lake right now, white bass are probably the hottest thing going. They've seemed to like this hot weather, and as they're saying, it's the hotter the better. The lake is at about 445, and it's in the low 80s as far as temperature goes, and the color is good. And they're catching good numbers of white bass on topwater lures all over the lake. They're catching them in, along the islands and in the points, and jigging with spoons and spinnerbaits and trolling with spinnerbaits working very well too. So lots of white bass being caught. Largemouth bass, not a whole lot there. Fair early in the morning. Probably in the morning hours is probably the best time to catch these bass right now. Plastic worm, jig and pork combinations and spinnerbaits. And there's not too much to report from the crappie either. They're rated slow right now. So not too much as far as crappie goes. But the catfish has been a hit and miss affair. Most of the catfish that are coming in, and they're pretty good numbers, are coming in from drift fishermen drifting with shad. So there is ways to catch the catfish, and they're catching good numbers of them as well. Now, if you are seeking crappie, we talked with Steve Welch over at Lake Shelbyville, and he says the best news he can give right now is that the thermocline is forming, and the bait is dropping from the surface, and the crappie are set up on deep brush, and they're catching some really nice ones. In fact, he says the crappie action is right on fire right now at Lake Shelbyville. The water temperatures have risen back into the mid-80s, and with little rain, it remains very clear. He's seeing a thermocline starting to form, and this will drop everything, so very soon you can target these fish anywhere from 15 to 17 feet deep all over the whole lake. Now, you'll need brush that is out in deep water on the river channels or on points in at least 15 to 25 feet of water, and the crappie will suspend right on top of the brush, and the bass and other predators will also be ready for anything. He says they caught over 100 crappie every day last week and got their 3 or 4 person limit every day by simply drifting minnows or slip bobbers across the deep brush using southwest winds. The best spots have been the ones just packed with crappie, he says, and just pulling the small ones off and then suddenly I'll get a big one is how it works. The piles with a few fish on them may have one good fish and then you need to move on. So you need to look for the brush piles that are contain lots of fish. And he says this style of fishing appeals to everyone, and who wouldn't like to see a bobber go down 40 or 50 times a day? Kids and young and love this, and everyone can do it. So as you can see, there's lots happening at Lake Shelbyville as well. Now, largemouth bass, rated good at Rend Lake. Worms, plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits yielding fish in the shallow bays near brush and cover. And the crappie fishing at Rend has been excellent. Lots of fish being caught. Jigs working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs. Small, medium minnows also yielding some fish, as well as wax worms. And they're fishing in the back main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area from fish or shore near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And if you're a bluegill fisherman, those fish are rated good on crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs fished in the backs of the necks and along the flat, shallow banks, as well as on the rocks. And another very good bet, channel catfish, rated excellent. Commercial catfish baits leading the way here. Lots of these fish coming in on commercial catfish baits, as well as nightcrawlers and large minnows. Some of the hot spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area. And as far as white bass go, they're rated fair. Jigging curly-tailed grubs, inline spinners yielding the way there. And they're fishing the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. They're fishing along the rocks and drop-offs, and reports of fish are coming in along the 154 bridges. So as you can see, we've got some great fishing to report, and it looks like it's going to be all over the place, as well as our local lakes, as well as our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.